Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. Hi. I'd like to talk to you today about setbacks. Setbacks, disappointments. We all experience them, but how we view these setbacks and deal with disappointments can greatly affect our inner health. I recently got some bad news. After waiting several weeks, I found out that I do not qualify for the Avolta Pelvic Mesh class action lawsuit. Pelvic meshes are used to treat pelvic organ prolapse, and since most of my insides can't wait to get outside, and I had an Avolta Pelvic Mesh installation in July of 2009, I thought I was set. But no. Turns out the lawsuit is only for transvaginal mesh complications, and the device I had installed is known as a bladder sling. I tried to explain to the lawyers that because I was born with a partial uterus and full fallopian tubes, I should qualify for the lawsuit, but the good people at Morgan & Morgan told me in no uncertain terms, "Stop calling or we will file a restraining order." Was I hurt? Yes. Was I disappointed? Uh-huh. Would I consider this a setback? I just said yes. Aside from the disability and a small quarterly stipend from Jergens Elbow Lotion, taking part in class action lawsuits has been my sole source of income for most of my adult life. So, yeah, I was pretty disappointed. But I got over it. Counting my blessings helped, as did deep breathing and a sitz bath. But what really helped me get over my disappointment was a quote from Pema Chodron. I'd like to share it with you right now because I found it very relaxing and uplifting. Where is... Oh, come on. Where? Oh, damn it. Are you kidding me? Oh, sugar. Oh, what the fuck's the point? Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.